Welcome back to another episode of the Tackle Podcast. For this episode, it'll be a March Madness special. We just saw the bracket revealed the other day, so me and George will be here to break down each game and make our predictions. Start off with the first matchup in the West region. We have the 1-seed Gonzaga playing 16-seed Georgia State. I think everyone here knows Gonzaga is winning this matchup.
Yeah, definitely. I think Shetty, however you say his last name, I'm not even going to turn. Yeah, that. He's gonna have a big tournament, I feel like. I feel like he's really going to impose himself as the number one overall draft pick this year, and teams are going to buy into the hype of a huge unicorn-like player, and he's going to dominate this game.
Next matchup, 8-seed Boise State versus 9-seed Memphis. And this is a very interesting matchup because 9-seeds have a better record overall than 8-seeds in tournament history with a 73-71 overall record. But that won't matter too much here. Well, actually it will, because 9-seed Memphis is going to beat 8-seed Boise State. Memphis will be led by freshman center Jalen Duran, who should be a top five, maybe top 10 NBA draft pick.
Yeah, I think Memphis is going to win this game too. It's going to be a close game, probably going to out to the wire, but I think Memphis moves on.
Now we got 5-seed UConn versus 12-seed New Mexico State. I think this is going to be a really close game. New Mexico State is a team that is right there with UConn if we're looking at stats, analytics, those kind of things. But I think if we're looking at both two similar teams, I really like how UConn is playing in the Big East Conference. They're playing a little tougher competition. And I just like UConn beating New Mexico State in this matchup.
Yeah, I think UConn's going to move on to this one. I think it's kind of going to be a blow-up, not really a close game, and UConn's just going to advance.
All right, fourth-seed Arkansas versus 13th-seed Vermont. This could definitely be a really close game. I like Arkansas a lot, and I think they can make a run, but this is going to be a very challenging game for them because Vermont, they're coming off their conference tournament. They won that. They beat UMBC by, I think, 40 to make it to the March Madness tournament. But I like Arkansas a lot, and I think they'll win.
Yeah, I think Arkansas is really coming in this game hot. Their shooters are going to be hot. I think they're going to advance and probably make some noise in this tournament.
J.D. Notte on Arkansas is one of my favorite players in all of college hoops just because he was one of the best bucket getters and shot creators in the whole country. Next, Alabama will be facing off against the winner of Rutgers versus Notre Dame. As a Big Ten fan myself, I like Rutgers a lot. I think they'll beat Notre Dame, and Alabama is one of the most inconsistent teams in the whole country. They've beaten really good teams, but they've also lost to some really bad teams. And, you know, we've seen Rutgers beat Purdue. And Purdue is, three seed in this tournament? I think they'll go ahead and take care of business and beat Alabama.
I do not think that. I think Bama's going to move on, finally get that rhythm, that consistency they've been hoping for all season. Jaden Shackerfield Jr., I think he's going to step up. Maybe J.D. Davidson, one of the top high school prospects coming out, I think he's going to have a good tournament, finally show some of that promise we've been waiting to see all season.
Well, I'm a big fan of Ron Harper Jr. Him and Geo Baker are one of the best duos, not just in the Big Ten, but in the country too. But we got 3-seed Texas Tech versus 14-seed Montana State. Texas Tech is a really good team, very well coached, and I think they'll move on pretty easily in this matchup.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a blowout right here. Texas Tech is going to dominate this whole game start to finish, and I think they're going to move on.
Next, 7-seed Michigan State versus 10-seed Davidson. I mentioned I like Big Ten. Michigan State They are a team who aren't very overly impressive. They've beaten some good teams, and they've beaten some... They never really blow teams out. They're always like right there, coming out of the wire. But that's not what you really like for March. You want, like, if you're not going to confidently go out and beat teams, then you're not in a position to make a run. Now, Davidson is a very small school in a weaker conference, but this is a team I could see giving Michigan State some problems. But I think Michigan State is still good enough to go and beat Davidson.
Yeah, this for me, I'm picking the upset here. I think Davidson's going to walk into Michigan, cause some madness, and hopefully win this game. Led by junior Foster Lawyer, I think he's going to have a huge game, put up big numbers, and hopefully have Davidson win this game.
All right. Duke versus CSU.
Can we just skip
Fullerton.
This? Can we just skip? Duke's going to win. All
right. Do you want to lead off? Go through the – you can – go to the East region. Start off with Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor right here. Ooh, I want to pick the upset. I want to pick the upset really, really badly. I want to pick the upset really, really badly. I think Baylor's going to win this game. Rebound, hopefully.
No, Baylor, they lost in the first round of the Big 12 conference tournament, but they're led by some pretty good players, and Kendall Brown and Flo Thamba and Matthew Mayer still on the team from last season when they won the championship. But yeah, they'll take care of Norfolk State.
Yeah, and then the next game we got is North Carolina Tar Heels versus Marquette. And Marquette is a team known for making big runs in the March Madness bracket, but I don't think this time. I think North Carolina is finally going to, with that leadership they have, veteran presence, I think they're going to make some noise in this conference, led by Armando Brascott. Say that.
Armando Buckhead.
Yeah, that. Who names their kid that? Jeez. That must have a hitting meeting. But I think he's going to have a big game. I think he's going to lead them to the next round.
Yeah. As a Maryland fan, I really like Daryl Moisel. He transferred to Marquette from Maryland. He was a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year last season. He was a really big piece, like one of the best players of Marquette. But after watching North Carolina beat Duke not too long ago, I've got to pick North Carolina to win this game, at least make a little bit of a run in March. I really like the big duo they got with Brady Manick and Armando Buckhead, with Caleb Love, point guard, playing really well as well. So they'll go on and beat Marquette. Yeah. Could be a close game. I think this could be a low-scoring game, like 60-55 type game.
Yeah, the next game, St. Mary's versus whoever wins that other game to get in the tournament.
Wyoming and Indiana.
Yeah, I think Indiana's probably going to win that game and then upset St. Mary's right here. Because we got St. Mary's versus Indiana to me, and I think this is going to be the first big upset of the tournament.
Now, Trace Jackson Davis is a beast, one of the best players in the nation. But St. Mary's is a legit team. People can't just go write them off like that. Obviously, Indiana is a Big Ten team. They play good teams, they've beaten good teams. But St. Mary's beat Gonzaga, a number one seeded team in this March Madness tournament.
That was a fluke.
I think this is one of those where, like, people are going to automatically pick the upset because it's a bigger name at the 12th seed, but St. Mary's will win this game.
Yeah, the next we got UCLA, made a huge run last tournament versus Akron, and I think UCLA is going to be pictured for a huge run again and win this game.
Yeah, Johnny Juzang, one of my favorite players to watch in last year's tournament, Jaime Jaquez Jr., really good too, Tiger Campbell, Matt Etienne, they got a lot of guys returning from last season's championship run. Well, they didn't win, but it was a Final Four run. We all remember that game when Gonzaga beat them.
Yeah.
That was definitely one of the best basketball games I've ever watched. When Jalen Suggs, a buzzer beater, half-court heave to beat them. Yeah, but UCLA should be able to beat Akron pretty easily here.
Now, next is Virginia Tech versus Texas. And I think Virginia Tech is going to dominate this game. And Texas will have an early lead but choke and lose to Virginia Tech.
I've got to agree. Right now, Virginia Tech is a team no one wants to play.
Yeah.
They're the hottest team in the country, coming off an ACC championship victory. They beat Duke.
Yeah.
Duke? Man, what's going on with Duke right now? But
they're in shape.
Texas, I picked Texas to make the Final Four last season. I was very confident in them. They go out and lose in the round of 32. I can't pick them to go far again, and they're going to lose to Virginia Tech in the first round.
Next, we got Purdue versus Yale. I think Purdue's going to win this game easily.
Yeah, Yale, they won the Ivy League. If it wasn't for that, they had no shot at making the tournament. They beat a pretty good Princeton team, so you got to give them credit for that. But come on now. Who on Yale is going to guard Jaden Ivey?
Nobody. Now, next we got the San Francisco versus Murray State. You know, I want to pick the upset here, so that's what I'm going to do. The San Francisco Dons team, they won a close game with Gonzaga. Two close games with Gonzaga. Close game they do with BYU. So I think they have some confidence right there building up, and I want to pick the upset right here, and I will.
Well, I really like San Francisco. They were very competitive in a good division with Gonzaga and St. Mary's and all of them. But they just got an unlucky draw playing a very good Murray State team coached by 30-year-old head coach Matt McMahon.
That's ridiculous.
And I just really like people only remember Murray State because of John Warren, but I think they're more than that. KJ Williams, Justice Hill, they've got a really good team, and I think they'll beat San Francisco and move on.
Yeah. You want to take the next division?
Oh, we got one more. Kentucky, St. Peter's. Kentucky, you should win this one.
Yeah, that wasn't even that.
All right. I'll go ahead lead through the South region. Arizona versus the winner of Wright State and Bryant. Now, Bryant has the nation's leading score, who averages something like 30 points a game or something crazy like that. Now, that if Bryant wins and goes on to play Arizona, that could be a very competitive game. But I just can't pick a one seed to lose, so I'll take Arizona.
Yeah, that's way too risky to pick a one seed to lose. I mean, I have Arizona win this game handily. Yeah, Arizona win this game.
Seton Hall, TCU. I think this could be one of those classic 8 versus 9 seed games where it goes out to the wire, could come down to who has the ball, who has the last possession. But I like Seton Hall. I feel like they're always a team that's solid in March.
Yeah.
They always find a way to at least win a game or two and stay competitive. Playing in a pretty good conference, but they're playing teams like Creighton, like Villanova, those kind of teams, I think. So I think they'll win.
Yeah, I think so. Seton Hall is going to win this game. First in the Big East, 21-10 record, has one of the highest block leaders in all of college basketball, Ike Owonkwo. Jeez, that's a big name right there. One of the best defenders, Kadari Richmond. He's also a great passer, and I just think they'll dominate this game defensively and offensively.
Now, 5-seed Houston playing 12-seed UAB. I've seen a lot of people go on and take UAB because they have a really good, I think they got, let me check real quick, they got a guy, I think, averaging 25 or something like that. Jordan Walker, yeah. I've heard people call Jordan Walker one of the best scorers in the nation, but Houston was a team that did pretty good last season. They got a 5-seed, they got Marcus Sasser, he returned from last season. I think he'll lead them to a win.
Yeah, I think UAB is going to win this game. Whoa. Going with the upset for sure.
For sure.
One of the best bucket getters in the nation, Jordan Walker. We also got a second man, Quan Jackson, one of the best backcourts in college basketball to me. I feel like defensively they can clamp down with Trey Jeminson, 1.6 blocks per game. Quan Jackson with 2.4 steals a game. I think they're going to win this game pretty handily.
So now 4-seed Illinois playing 13.
Yeah,
Chattanooga. Kofi Cockburn would dominate this game.
Illinois.
It's like a 20-20 game from him. Now, This could be one of the best games in the round, in the first round. Colorado State versus Michigan. Michigan is probably one of the most disappointing teams in all of college basketball this season. But I do think, you can't be a Michigan. I mean, that great of a reputation and go out and lose to some mid-major team like Colorado State in the first round. Like, I think Michigan is bad, but they're not bad enough to lose in the first round.
Yeah, I think Michigan is going to win this game. Hunter Dickinson with a big game, probably 20-10, maybe two blocks for this game. Hopefully he dominates, get this one.
Tennessee versus Longwood. Tennessee won the SEC championship. I think they easily could have been ranked higher than three seed. They could have gotten a two, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think they blow out Longwood.
Yeah, me too. I think Tennessee is going to make a big tournament run this year and just dominate this game.
Now, this is an interesting matchup here. 7th seed Ohio State versus 10th seed Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago is a fan favorite team ever since they went on that run.
Insane.
A couple years ago.
Insane run.
Unfortunately, it's not going to happen this season because they're going to lose to Ohio State. I just love how Ohio State is coached. I really like E.J. Liddell, and the freshman of the year, or at least Big Ten freshman of the year, like Marcus Bingham, or Malachi Branham. Yeah, that's Malachi Branham. I watch him play, Big Ten. He is legit.
Yeah.
He could go out and get buckets, and E.J. Liddell is right there to clean it up and score in the post.
Yeah, I think the Ohio State University is going to move on. E.J. Liddell is probably going to have a big game. 20-10, I feel like he's going to get probably three blocks. He's averaging 2.6 blocks as a forward. That's pretty good, especially as a freshman.
Now to finish up Southern Region, 2-seed Villanova versus 15-seed Delaware. This game is kind of giving me 1-seed UVA versus 16-seed UMBC vibes.
No. Villanova don't lose in the first round.
I watched Delaware play.
Oh, Jesus.
Their conference tournament games, and they're just a scrappy team, the kind of team that no one is looking forward to play. And I think they could give Villanova problems. I'm not saying they're going to beat them, but I'm not going to be surprised if they do beat them and knock them off for an upset. But I'll still take Villanova.
Yeah. Take Villanova.
Take Villanova. Go ahead and go through the Midwest.
Now, Midwest.
Start off with Kansas.
We got Kansas.
Yeah.
Oh, forgot to scroll down. Yeah, Kansas is winning this game very easily. Does not matter who's in this.
They play the winner of two small schools in Texas, but come on now. Kansas is going to win.
Then next we got San Diego State versus Creighton, and I think San Diego State's winning this game.
I always like Creighton. I feel like they're always a team who's going to go out and compete. They always have shooters somehow. I remember a couple years ago they had a point guard, Marcus Zagorowski. He's not on the team anymore, but they just always find a way to win games and move on. Doug McDermott, those kind of players. But I like the 9-seed Creighton beating San Diego State here.
Yeah, next is Iowa versus Richmond. And I think Iowa is another team that nobody wants to play in this tournament. Got Keegan Murray averaging 23 points a game. He's the type of player to go off on these March Madness, like a Kemba Walker run, one of these big-time, big plays type of runs, averaging 8.6 rebounds a game, two blocks, and I think he's going to have a huge game and huge tournament and get Iowa.
Yeah. Not just Keegan Murray. They're more than that. They've got Patrick McCaffrey, who's the coach's son. They've got Jordan Bohannon, who's a six-year senior. He hit the game-winning shot for Iowa to advance onto the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, and they beat Purdue, too.
Yeah, where they would go on and win the Big Ten. I like Richmond. They won their conference tournament championship. But come on now, they're not beating Iowa.
Next, we got South Dakota State versus Providence. Now, here is where I'm going to take the upset for South Dakota State. Them Jackrabbits are going to upset Providence in a very close game. Very close game. This is going to be one of the last-second buzzer beaters for South Dakota State. And I think they're going to go on to have a huge game, advance in the tournament to the next round, but that's where it's probably going to stop.
Yeah, I think I've got to agree with this one. South Dakota State is the 12th best offensive team in the nation, according to KenPom. Offense, people in football, people say defense wins championships, but basketball, offense wins championships. And they might not win the championship, but they'll be Providence in the first round.
Yeah, next we got LSU versus Iowa State. Iowa State. I think LSU is just going to dominate with their bigs, move on to the next round, and have a great tournament, honestly.
I see this matchup as an upset potential.
Ooh.
I'm just feeling an Iowa State upset here.
Ooh. LSU ain't losing now. Next, we got Wisconsin versus Colgate. I think Wisconsin's going to win this one easy. First in the Big Ten. Had a okay.
Johnny Davis.
Yeah, that man's a walking bucket.
He'll be Colgate. Yeah. All right. I think me and you might have some different opinions for this next matchup.
Oh, Lord.
USC versus Miami. I know, George, you pick up Miami, but they're not beating USC.
They're not.
Because of Evan Mobley's brother, Isaiah Mobley. He's a big man, and I think he'll dominate Miami. Miami, like, they're just a pretty mid-team, in my opinion.
Whoa, mid-team.
Mid.
Competed with Duke, beat Duke in the regular season. Competed with Duke. Just too many turnovers, too many bad shots, missed a lot of shots. But our defense, we're one of the best defensive teams out there. Caused the most turnovers in college basketball. Now, we got a veteran point guard in Charlie Moore. He can get buckets whenever he wants to. Just has to ease up the pace. Isaiah Wong will never play as bad as he did in the tournament. Went 0-for-8, something like that. And Cameron McGusty is picking up steam. Involving himself, the more he gets touches, the more better he's going to be. A walking bucket. We know this. We've been known this. And then Jordan Miller's playing great, too. Then we got Sam Wanningberg. He's just a unicorn out there. I think we're going to have a big tournament.
Well, we can't just ignore the fact that this USC team just went 26-7, finishing first place in the Pac-12, beat UCLA.
UCLA, we beat Duke.
Okay.
UCLA, I think.
They're both really good teams.
One's way better.
I guess we'll see about that.
I think Miami's going to win this game. Next, Auburn's going to win this game, without a doubt.
Easily. So, do you want to run through? We went pretty in-depth. We can just run through our round of 32 and move on eventually to the championship. Gonzaga, Memphis. All right. I said run through, but I want Memphis in this matchup.
Yes!
You agree?
Yeah, I think Memphis is going with the upset.
I don't really like Gonzaga that much. I feel like they're frauds. Memphis, they play bad a lot, but when they play good, there are not many teams in the nation that will be able to beat them.
Yeah, and I think the man who's going to cause Gonzaga to lose is Jalen Durant. Freshman, ACC Freshman of the Year. I think he's going to cause problems for Shetty, and he is a skinny man, Shetty is, and Jalen Durant is a big man, a strong man, and when those two collide, the stronger one wins, and that's what's going to happen. Memphis with the win.
And then for my next round of 32 matchup, I do kind of Arkansas winning and moving on to Super 16.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
And then I had the winner of Rutgers, Notre Dame, which would probably be Rutgers going on, playing Texas Tech. I had Texas Tech winning that.
Yeah, I had Alabama winning, but Alabama losing to Texas Tech, yeah. So we're right there.
And then I had Michigan State, Duke. Duke winning that.
Yeah, I had Duke winning whoever they play anyways.
And then we can just stay within region until we pick a winner for that region. So Memphis, Arkansas.
I have Memphis winning that one.
I feel like this is Memphis is playing really good, and now they're going to play really bad.
Nah.
I mean, I don't even know really bad. I just really like Arkansas, and I feel like they're going
to
win.
Yeah, I have Memphis winning this one, but losing to Duke.
And then Texas Tech, Duke. Give me Duke.
Yeah, I have Duke winning that game, too. Just got breaking news. The Packers cut Za'Darius Smith.
Welcome to the Ravens.
Yeah, they obviously want to sign Devontae Adams. But let's get back to college basketball. Let's go to the East. I have North Carolina upsetting Baylor, knocking Baylor out, exposing them as frauds.
All right, well, me, Baylor. Oh, you had Baylor beating North Carolina?
Yeah.
Well, I have...
Baylor losing.
Yeah, to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, all right. So I have North Carolina beating Baylor, I think.
Yeah.
I have North Carolina playing UCLA. Oh, wait, we're in the East. Baylor, North Carolina. I had North Carolina winning. Baylor, Frost. They lost the first round of the Big 12 tournament. Give me North Carolina.
And then I have UCLA beating whoever they play and moving on.
Yeah.
And beating North Carolina.
Yeah, for me, it was St. Mary's versus UCLA. UCLA should win this game. Oh, Virginia Tech, Purdue.
Oh, that. Oh.
Another really, really, really.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
But I like Purdue. I can't pick Purdue to lose.
Yeah, I'm going with Purdue here. Oh, that's a tough game right there. Next week. All right,
go ahead.
Next, we got Kentucky versus San Fran. Kentucky's winning that game. And I think Kentucky also beats Purdue.
Murray State is beating Kentucky. That's right.
Murray State is beating Kentucky?
Oh, yeah. You heard that.
Oh, he's lost his mind over there.
Continue on the East region. This is going to be a really good game if it happens. North Carolina, UCLA.
North Carolina.
North Carolina will be moving on.
Jeez.
Okay, the winner of Purdue, Murray State, which will be Purdue. Murray State's run will come to an end. Give me Purdue.
Okay, so I would have, for me, it'd be UCLA versus Kentucky, and I think Kentucky wins that game.
All right. I don't know if we did the Elite Eight, but for the West region, I had Arkansas, Duke. And do I pick? Nah, I can't pick Arkansas to beat Duke.
I have Duke. Yeah, we did the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
So let's move over to the South, and it was.
Did you do your Elite Eight prediction for the East?
Yeah.
I had
Kentucky beating UCLA.
So you have Kentucky moving on to the Final Four.
Yep. All
right. For me, North Carolina, Purdue. I'll have to go with Purdue.
Oh, wow.
So then we go back to the round of 32. For the South region, I have Arizona versus Seton Hall. I have Arizona winning that.
Yes, I'm here.
And then at Houston, Illinois, I'll take Illinois.
I have UAB versus Illinois, and I have UAB moving on.
Next, I have Michigan versus Tennessee. Tennessee is going to win this one.
Yeah, I have that too.
Ohio State. All right. I was a little shaky on Villanova in the first round beating Delaware. But they're going to struggle against Ohio State.
They will not, and we'll move on.
Ohio State will win.
Yeah, Villanova beating Ohio State, moving on.
Arizona will play Illinois in the Sweet 16, and Arizona will win.
Yeah, I have Arizona win this game, too, against UAB.
Tennessee, Ohio State, really, really, really good game. I want Ohio State.
I have Tennessee facing Villanova and Tennessee moving on to the next round. And then Arizona beating Tennessee.
I have Arizona, Ohio State in my Elite Eight matchup, and I'll pick Arizona to move on.
Okay. So then in the Midwest, I have Kansas moving on against South Dakota State.
Yeah, I have that too.
Then I have Iowa beating South Dakota State and Kansas.
Yeah, I'll take Iowa.
Then I have Kansas beating Iowa.
Okay. And then, all right, so Kansas, Iowa, Sweet 16. I have Iowa winning.
Oh, wow, this guy.
Might be the Big Ten bias, but I'm
then I have Wisconsin beating LSU.
Yeah, for me it will be Iowa State, but I still have Wisconsin winning that.
Then I have Miami beating Auburn.
I got Auburn beating USC, and then it will be Wisconsin versus Auburn. I'll take Auburn with Iowa beating Auburn and moving on to the Final Four.
I might as well do this. I have Wisconsin beating Miami.
Oh, my God.
And losing to Kansas.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going to say to Auburn. Miami, I'm fine with Miami losing.
No, they're going to beat Wisconsin and then lose to Kansas.
Okay, I'm fine with that. So for my Final Four, I got Duke, Purdue, and then Arizona, Iowa.
Yeah, I have Duke, Kentucky, Arizona, and Kansas. I have Duke beating Kentucky and Kansas beating Arizona.
I think I'll go Purdue beating Duke and Arizona beating Iowa with Arizona winning the championship.
Oof.
Final score. Wow. I'll go 68-64.
So I have Kansas beating Duke to win the championship, and the final score will be 69-72. And that's it for our March Madness predictions. See you next time.
Stay tuned for an NFL free agency special.
Yep.